six hunters were shot during this nine-day season, none fatally. That makes it 2 years in a row and only the third on record with no hunters killed. Wisconsin Deer Hunters Incorporated President Dennis Hoffman has been hunting since 1967.
I remember back in the years when I was younger when we wore just the red. Nowadays, with this blaze orange, helped a whole lot. And, of course, you know, you look at the guns we used back then, too, the 30-30 with that hammer. That gun was, you know, not a real safe gun, but it was the most popular one out there.
Hoffman says higher deer stands help, too, so hunters shoot down and not across.
And we really got to hand it all to our hunter safety in this state. Our instructors are like the number one in the country here. I mean, this is great news for us.
1958 was the most dangerous year when 191 hunters were struck by bullets or arrows, killing 25 of them. 94-year-old Lou Martin of Superior has been hunting since 1941. He says things have changed since the good old days.
Oh, yes, it was real bad. In fact, the local insurance companies used to sell you hunter's insurance. I think you got $10,000 worth if you got killed, and it only cost you $2 or $3.
Martin says wives thought it was very considerate of their husbands to buy hunter's life insurance. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.